Today is the 30th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you today as we bring to the close another one of our months together. So we're closing down month 9 and tomorrow moving into month 10. And what a joy it has been to be on this adventure thus far. And certainly looking forward to every day we have left to spend in this year together in the scriptures. So as we bring this month to a close, we go back to where we left off, which leads us back out into the book of Isaiah. We've been camping out in the book of Isaiah for a while. We got a little stretch in front of us. Like we are at Isaiah chapter 60 today. And there are 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah, so we're rounding the corner, but Isaiah is one of the longest books in the Bible. And that is where we left off yesterday. So, today, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 through 62, verse 5. Arise, Jerusalem, and shine like the sun. The glory of the Lord is shining on you. Other nations will be covered by darkness, but on you the light of the Lord will shine. The brightness of his presence will be with you. Nations will be drawn to your light, and kings to the dawning of your new day. Look around you and see what is happening. Your people are gathering to come home. Your sons will come from far away. Your daughters will be carried like children. You will see this and be filled with joy. You will tremble with excitement. The wealth of the nations will be brought to you. From across the sea, their riches will come. Great caravans of camels will come from Midian and Ephah. They will come from Sheba, bringing gold and incense. People will tell the good news of what the Lord has done. All the sheep of Kedar and the Baal will be brought to you as sacrifices and offered on the altar to please the Lord. The Lord will make his temple more glorious than ever. What are these ships that skim along like clouds, like doves returning home? They are ships coming from distant lands, bringing God's people home. They bring with them silver and gold to honor the name of the Lord, the holy God of Israel, who has made all nations honor his people. The Lord says to Jerusalem, "Foreigners will rebuild your walls, and their kings will serve you. In my anger I punished you, but now I will show you my favor and mercy. Day and night your gates will be open so that the kings of the nations may bring you their wealth. But nations that do not serve you will be completely destroyed. The wood of the pine, the juniper, and the cypress, the finest wood from the forests of Lebanon, will be brought to rebuild you, Jerusalem, to make my temple beautiful, to make my city glorious. The descendants of those who oppressed you will come and bow low to show their respect. All who once despised you will worship at your feet. They will call you the city of the Lord, Zion, the city of Israel's holy God. You will no longer be forsaken and hated, a city deserted and desolate. I will make you great and beautiful, a place of joy forever and ever. Nations and kings will care for you as a mother nurses her child. You will know that I, the Lord, have saved you, that the mighty God of Israel sets you free. I will bring you gold instead of bronze, silver and bronze instead of iron and wood, and iron instead of stone. Your rulers will no longer oppress you. I will make them rule with justice and peace. The sounds of violence will be heard no more. Destruction will not shatter your country again. I will protect and defend you like a wall. You will praise me because I have saved you. No longer will the sun be your light by day or the moon be your light by night. I, the Lord, will be your eternal light. The light of my glory will shine on you. Your days of grief will come to an end. I, the Lord, will be your eternal light. More lasting than the sun and moon, your people will all do what is right and will possess the land forever. I planted them. I made them to reveal my greatness to all. Even your smallest and humblest family will become as great as a powerful nation. When the right time comes, I will make this happen quickly. I am the Lord. The Sovereign Lord has filled me with His Spirit. He has chosen me and sent me to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to announce release to captives and freedom to those in prison. He has sent me to proclaim that the time has come when the Lord will save His people and defeat their enemies. He has sent me to comfort all who mourn, to give to those who mourn in Zion joy and gladness instead of grief, a song of praise instead of sorrow. They will be like trees that the Lord Himself has planted. They will all do what is right, and God will be praised for what He has done. They will rebuild cities that have long been in ruins. My people, foreigners will serve you. They will take care of your flocks and farm your land and tend your vineyards, and you will be known as the priests of the Lord, the servants of our God. You will enjoy the wealth of the nations and be proud that it is yours. Your shame and disgrace are ended. You will live in your own land, and your wealth will be doubled. Your joy will last forever. The Lord says, I love justice, and I hate oppression and crime. I will faithfully reward my people and make an eternal covenant with them. They will be famous among the nations. Everyone who sees them will know that they are a people whom I have blessed. Jerusalem rejoices because of what the Lord has done. She is like a bride dressed for her wedding. God has clothed her with salvation and victory. As surely as seeds sprout and grow, the Sovereign Lord will save His people, and all the nations will praise Him. I will speak out to encourage Jerusalem. I will not be silent until she is saved, and her victory shines like a torch in the night. Jerusalem, the nations will see you victorious. All their kings will see your glory. You will be called by a new name, a name given by the Lord Himself. You will be like a beautiful crown for the Lord. No longer will you be called forsaken, or your land be called the deserted wife. Your new name will be God is pleased with her. Your land will be called happily married, because the Lord is pleased with you and will be like a husband to your land. Like a young man taking a virgin as his bride, he who formed you will marry you. As a groom is delighted with his bride, so your God will delight in you. Philippians 1:27 through 2:18. Now the important thing is that your way of life should be as the gospel of Christ requires, so that whether or not I am able to go and see you, I will hear that you are standing firm with one common purpose, and that with only one desire you are fighting together for the faith of the gospel. Don't be afraid of your enemies. Always be courageous, and this will prove to them that they will lose and that you will win, because it is God who gives you the victory. For you have been given the privilege of serving Christ, not only by believing in him, but also by suffering for him. Now you can take part with me in the battle. It is the same battle you saw me fighting in the past, and as you hear, the one I am fighting still. Your life in Christ makes you strong, and his love comforts you. You have fellowship with the spirits, and you have kindness and compassion for one another. I urge you, then, to make me completely happy by having the same thoughts, sharing the same love, and being one in soul and mind. Don't do anything from selfish ambition or from a cheap desire to boast, but be humble toward one another, always considering others better than yourselves. And look out for one another's interests, not just for your own. The attitude you should have is the one that Christ Jesus had. He always had the nature of God, but he did not think that by force he should try to remain equal with God. Instead of this, of his own free will, he gave up all he had and took the nature of a servant. He became like a human being and appeared in human likeness. He was humble and walked the path of obedience all the way to death, his death on the cross. For this reason, God raised him to the highest place above and gave him the name that is greater than any other name. And so, in honor of the name of Jesus, all beings in heaven, on earth, and in the world below will fall on their knees, and all will openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So then, dear friends, as you always obeyed me when I was with you, it is even more important that you obey me now while I am away from you. Keep on working with fear and trembling to complete your salvation, because God is always at work in you to make you willing and able to obey his own purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may be innocent and pure as God's perfect children who live in a world of corrupt and sinful people. You must shine among them like stars lighting up the sky as you offer them the message of life. If you do so, I shall have reason to be proud of you on the day of Christ, because it will show that all my effort and work have not been wasted. Perhaps my life's blood is to be poured out like an offering on the sacrifice that your faith offers to God. If that is so, I am glad and share my joy with you all. In the same way, you too must be glad and share your joy with me. Psalm 72. A prayer for the king. Teach the king to judge with your righteousness, O God. Share with him your own justice, so that he will rule over your people with justice and govern the oppressed with righteousness. May the land enjoy prosperity. May it experience righteousness. May the king judge the poor fairly. May he help the needy and defeat their oppressors. May your people worship you as long as the sun shines, as long as the moon gives light, for ages to come. May the king be like rain on the fields, like showers falling on the land. May righteousness flourish in his lifetime, and may prosperity last as long as the moon gives light. His kingdom will reach from sea to sea, from the Euphrates to the ends of the earth. The peoples of the desert will bow down before him. His enemies will throw themselves to the ground. The kings of Spain and of the islands will offer him gifts. The kings of Sheba and Seba will bring him offerings. All kings will bow down before him. All nations will serve him. He rescues the poor who call to him, and those who are needy and neglected. He has pity on the weak and the poor. He saves the lives of those in need. He rescues them from oppression and violence. Their lives are precious to him. Long live the king. May he be given gold from Sheba. May prayers be said for him at all times. May God's blessings be on him always. May there be plenty of grain in the land. May the hills be covered with crops, as fruitful as those of Lebanon. May the cities be filled with people, like fields full of grass. May the king's name never be forgotten. May his fame last as long as the sun. May all nations ask God to bless them, as he has blessed the king. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He alone does these wonderful things. Praise his glorious name forever. May his glory fill the whole world. Amen. Amen. This is the end of the prayers of David, son of Jesse. Proverbs 24, 11 and 12. Don't hesitate to rescue someone who is about to be executed unjustly. You may say that it is none of your business, but God knows and judges your motives. He keeps watch on you. He knows, and he will reward you according to what you do. Okay, so there are a lot of things that if we sort of understand the context in the letter to the Philippians, they bring out more meaning. In fact, that's true of all of Paul's letters. But like knowing that Paul is writing from prison and awaiting a trial that has a life and death sentence attached to it, and actually, for that matter, knowing that the eventual outcome is the execution of Paul should make us pay attention. This is a person who is going to die for what they believe in. And what they believe in is what we find in these letters. So this is a person who's going to die for what they wrote in their letters. And not just what they wrote in their letters, but what they spoke out loud and what they lived. So for example, if Paul's laying out a posture that we are supposed to espouse and live into, he's not sitting in a dungeon in Rome thinking about how he can control the Philippians or the Colossians or anybody else. In part, he's got to be thinking about what he can say that may live on beyond him. And certainly these letters of Paul found in the New Testament have done just that, lived on beyond him and had enormous impact on the world. So in our reading today, Paul was talking about our posture toward each other as brothers and sisters in Christ, children of the Most High God, and citizens of God's kingdom. So I quote from Paul, "Dear friends, as you always obeyed me when I was with you, it is even more important that you obey me now while I am away from you. Keep on working with fear and trembling to complete your salvation, because God is always at work in you to make you willing and able to obey his own purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may be innocent and pure as God's perfect children who live in a world of corrupt and sinful people. You must shine among them like stars lighting up the sky as you offer them the message of life. If you do so, I shall have reason to be proud of you on the day of Christ, because it will show that all my effort and work have not been wasted. Perhaps my life's blood is to be poured out like an offering on the sacrifice that your faith offers to God. If that is so, I am glad and share my joy with you all. In the same way, you too must be glad and share your joy with me. And if we've read any of Paul's other letters, we know that there are lists and postures, and we could just be like, yeah, I mean, living a straight and narrow life, everybody knows that. But Paul's not writing these letters to sort of unify behavior for the sake of behavior modification. Like, here's what you're doing wrong. Here's the gold standard. Here's what you're not living up to. He's not really attempting to get people to modify. He's trying to get people to imitate. This isn't us by our brute force trying to modify our behavior, like stop complaining. He's trying to get us to imitate Jesus' behavior by not complaining. We're supposed to be living our lives worthy and set apart as holy. We're supposed to be living our lives Christ-like. Like Christ. Imitating Christ. Which was what he had just previously outlined. And I quote from Paul about Jesus' posture. He always had the nature of God, but he did not think that by force he should try to remain equal with God. Instead of this, of his own free will, he gave up all he had and took the nature of a servant. He became like a human being and appeared in human likeness. He was humble and walked the path of obedience all the way to death, his death on the cross. As backward as that is and flies in the face of culture in so many ways, that is what we are supposed to be trying to be like. That is being an imitator. That is being Christ-like. And that would have mattered to Paul, who was in prison awaiting the knowledge of whether he would live or die. Because for Paul, he was imitating Christ, which would change the whole context of his imprisonment. So as opposed to him being a dangerous criminal to the Roman Empire, who needed to be in a dungeon, and somebody, the emperor, someday would decide whether he would live or die, Paul could see he was following the path of Jesus, and the path of Jesus was leading him right where Jesus ended up. And with that perspective, he could see that he was walking in the footsteps of Jesus and was having to do exactly what Jesus instructed and modeled: endurance. And Paul was willing to walk that path and remodel that path so that all of the brothers and sisters could see what that looked like, because they were facing the same journeys. And the only possible way it's worth it at all, self-sacrifice and even sacrifice of one's life, the only way it's worth it is if Jesus is who he says he is. If Jesus is Lord. And Paul unpacks what that looks like right after he described Jesus' posture. So Paul says, for this reason, so because of what Jesus did, God raised him to the highest place above and gave him the name that is greater than any other name, And so, in honor of the name of Jesus, all beings in heaven, on earth, and in the world below will fall on their knees, and all will openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When we imitate Jesus, and that includes endurance, and we find joy in surrender, and find our only hope is in God, then we are imitating Jesus. We are imitating God. And that completely transforms who we are. And for Paul, this is the highest pursuit. There is no cost too great, even life itself. For Jesus is Lord over life and death. Which ultimately leads us to look at our own lives, as the scriptures so often do. Are we imitating Jesus? Are we allowing ourselves to be conformed to him, his image? Or is Jesus the heavenly being that we talk to make our suffering and hardship go away and make our life easier? Are we chasing after the life Christ offers? Or are we trying to live the life we want and bring Jesus in it to make it even better? Is God the God of our story? Or are we the Lord of our story, and God is a part of that story as insurance? Some things to think about today. And Holy Spirit, we invite you into those things. As we move through this day and meditate upon what we've read and consider our own heart's postures toward you and toward our brothers and sisters, are we trying to imitate you? Reveal this to us. Help us to be observant of ourselves today and our postures toward each other today and our heart's posture toward you today. And then instruct us in the way that we should go. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com, that is home base. That is where you can find out what's going on around here, as I mentioned, most every day. The Daily Audio Bible app can be downloaded from the app store that is connected to your device. So check that out. And of course, while you're checking out, check out the different sections like the community section of the website or the app. That is certainly where links to different social media channels can be found and where we're participating, but that is also the home of the prayer wall, and that is a resource that is exclusive to the community here. We can always have a place to go and pray for each other and always have a place to go and be prayed for, and so certainly be aware of that. That is in the community section of the website and the app. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Thank you for your partnership. We would not be on this journey if we were not on this journey together. And so thank you humbly and deeply. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. Last day of the month. From here, we move forward into the 10th month of the year. That's exciting. And I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here next month.
Hello, Dad family. This is Kay from Columbus, Ohio. I was calling to encourage, I'm sorry I didn't get all of the name, testimony from UK. But you don't think you're a great parent. I gotta tell you, all of us as parents have failed. Feel like we're failing, probably failing today. Sometimes we're just, don't have enough patience. We're tired, we're doing our own thing, and then we have to raise kids. So it's hard, but it's also hard being a great parent and saying no to your children. It's okay to say no, and it's okay to discipline them, and it's okay to love them and feel like you're over loving them, and sometimes you miss the mark. That's what we say in prayer. What can I do better about everything in our lives? Apply that to your child. And if you think you need help, get help. There is nothing wrong with that. That's the best thing that you can do, is get the help that you need to encourage yourself, your husband, and your child. What is it that you need help with? Why do you think you need help? Check with those people around you. Everyone can help. Let the schools help you. If he can't express himself, maybe he can't. He's four. They're learning to just use their words and stop getting so frustrated. But why are we so frustrated? But get the help. I'm a teacher, by the way, so I see it all the time. I teach his age, and I teach the exact same skills that he needs to gain. It's quite okay, and I'm sure it's probably even more frustrating for you when you pick him up from school. But it's going to be okay. Be encouraged and stay prayerful and be around like-minded people who can help you in each and every way and model what it means to be a great parent and to fail at the same time. Love you.
God bless. Sunday family, this is Zainab from London calling today, the 25th of September. Just calling today asking for prayers. I lost my niece on the 1st of September. She's 26 years old, and it's been really, really hard for my family, especially my sister, whose daughter just passed. Her name is Jario. She lives in Sierra Leone. I traveled to Sierra Leone. I just came back 2 days ago for the funeral. If you can keep everyone in prayer, please, and especially the mom and the dad. My sister is going through a lot of emotional distress right now, and it's so hard, it's so painful to watch her go through this. We are also going through the pain, but for her it's a lot more harder, because this young person, Hajja Mariama, she was her mom's friend and daughter and everything. She was just finishing her college. She was on final year, but she passed suddenly. And that was a really big trauma for the whole family. If you can just keep us all in prayer, especially the mother, who is my younger sister. She lives in Sierra Leone. Jario Jallo, please. Thank you. God bless. Zainab from London.
Hi, Dabbers all over the world. I'm a first-time caller, and this is God's Gal, Minnesota. I started the Daily Audio Bible in January, so I'm new, and I've listened to the community, and it just sounds wonderful. Thank you all for just contributing. Just recently I heard, I think it was last week, today is Sunday, the 25th of September. Last week I heard a caller call in, a female that was incarcerated in prison, and I had heard a man another time, and I didn't know that they could listen. So today I'm praying for all those who are in prison, and please join with me. Dear Father, I ask that you be the lifter of their head, and help these brothers and sisters that are behind bars or behind walls. Give them hope and remind them of the promises that you have for them. Remind them, too, that we all, in a sense, are prisoners, really, in this world. It's only when we're with you, Father, that we'll be free again. Thank you, Lord, for this community, and I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Again, it's God's Gal, Minnesota, and I thank you all, Dabbers. God bless you, and I'll be listening and praying for you in between the next calls. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is hanging on from the Western United States, and I'm just calling in for prayer. I've had a lot going on recently. I've been processing abuse that happened to me 20 plus years ago, and just feeling the weight of that, waiting on the Lord to provide healing, and he has, but it's definitely been a process, and I just need prayer for that. I also feel the struggle being over 30 and desiring relationship and marriage and family, but struggling with everything that happened and just feeling broken and unworthy. So I'd really appreciate prayer.
Hi, this is Janine from Washington. Hope y'all are having a good day. And I just wanted to lift up in prayer the gentleman who called in today on September 26th. And he said he didn't think he was a Christian, but he wanted to be a Christian, but he's confused. And Lord, I just want to lift up this gentleman, Father, who has a heart to want to know you. And Lord, show him what that looks like. God, I pray that you would just help him to reach out to you and know that you will show him step by step what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be someone who submits their life to Christ and seeks to live for you, God. And so just give him the tools he needs to do that, Father. And I pray that that you'd heal those wounds from childhood or from his life that may be kind of blocking his view of God or getting close to you, Lord. I know sometimes the enemy can use wounds in our life to give us the wrong view of God. And so, Father, I just ask for your grace and mercy upon this young man. Thank you for his willingness to call in and ask for prayer. And I just pray that you'd answer those prayers, Father. Just show him your love, show him your mercy, show him your grace and your kindness, Lord. And we just ask all these things in your name. Amen. So thank you for calling in. And I just pray that God will help you. All right, take care.